The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And I'm going to welcome back to the program Alan Westerville. Al, I didn't give you very much time, but we were talking about the schools. And the sad reality, Al, and I don't know whether you agree with me or not, the kids are about the least important thing in the determination by the school districts as to whether it's going to be virtual learning, in-class learning. The kids are about last in line in consideration. And I think that's incredibly sad.
It is incredibly sad. It seems like everything that the schools do, it's like for the teachers. I remember earlier this year we had, Gahanna. The teachers were going on strike in Gahanna for a couple of days, and they were. We have friends that live in Gahanna that have school-age kids, and they were besides themselves. And it always comes down to money, and they think. They think that, well, they're always doing it for the children. But the children seem to be the ones that get the short end of the stick. And I've seen that with my children when they're growing up. Both of them are grown adult men now. They went to Christian schools. I would encourage people out there to make the sacrifice to send your kids to Christian schools.
Yeah.
It's costly, but there are friends of mine that have boats and RVs, and the only boat I have is an old busted down canoe that's about maybe 50 years old. And I
well, you're one ahead of me. I don't even have that. But Al, there are multiplied thousands of children that are going to lose out on a proper education for the next, who knows, 2, 3, 4, 5 months without one shred of scientific evidence to validate the decision to shut down the schools and keep the kids at home and have virtual learning. No science whatsoever. None. And again, news conference just moments ago, the director of the Centers for Disease Control said, hey, we never did. We never did tell schools to shut down, and we didn't have a whole lot of data then. But now we have an abundant amount of data, and now we know it is the wrong decision to shut schools down. It does more harm to the kids than it does good, and they are not at risk. They are not at risk. And their parents are not at risk either because the kids are not spreading it back and forth. So these decisions made by Columbus and Worthington and other school districts is not based on science at all.
It's like it's some collectivism. Collective, oh, that's a good word. A collective thought that's like, well, we know best. We are, we're the smartest kids in the room. And I've talked to some of them, and they turn around, they look at me, and I say, well, who's this bald-headed old stooge? What's his educational credentials? And I got more degree. I could probably paper a wall with some of the degrees and certificates I have, but that and $2 will get you a cup of coffee at the gas station.
Yeah, right. That'll probably be more than $2 at the gas station anymore.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I keep forgetting prices keep going up.
Yeah, the CDC director said, and I quote, this is the director of the Centers for Disease Control, quote, one of the safest places children can be is in schools. That is a quote from the CDC.
That's directly opposite. I grew up in New York City. I still have friends, and I have a few relatives that still live in New York City. My last one, he's packing it up, and he's leaving town. But he's telling me about friends of his who have school age children. Now, New York City, one of the biggest school districts in the country, they're all going to go. Going remote.
I know.
And it's like this is madness.
It is madness. It is absolute madness. But in spite of the facts, in spite of the science, don't expect the school districts under control of the liberal left to change their policy. Because, as I said, facts and truth are not important to the liberal left. It's emotion and hysteria. Hey, Al, got to go, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Be good, Bob.
All right, you as well. It is true. And I wish you could, and maybe you did, I wish you could have seen the difference between the two press conferences that have taken place today on the COVID-19 virus. One by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, all right? The other by the White House Task Force on COVID or whatever. All right, in the news conference with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, what are you going to do? We're going to work together. Okay, great. What does that mean? Well, we're all going to cooperate because we're all in this together. And when I was running for president, I told you that I would be the man that would unite us. I wouldn't divide us like Donald Trump. Okay, but Mr. Biden, what are you going to do about this virus? Well, we're going to put together some committees. And I'm going to put together a task force. But Mr. Biden, what is your plan? Well, we're going to wear masks. A nationwide national mandate. We're going to make everybody wear a mask. Anything else? We're going to wear masks, and we're going to beat this thing. Because I'm going to lead, and I'm going to unite, and I'm going to put experts together. We're going to beat this. But Mr. Biden, what's your plan? We're going to wear masks. That was it. Contrast that with the press conference that just concluded at the White House. Some of the nation's top doctors, top experts, laying out in great detail. Here's what we've been doing. Here's what we've accomplished. Here's what the military has done. Here are the PPE devices. We have tripled, quadrupled. It's 15 times more than what we were doing. The military has gotten involved. And then the vaccines. Dr. Fauci, who is not particularly a fan of Donald Trump, Dr. Fauci said, this is historic. The development of this vaccine is unlike anything that has ever happened in history. This is absolutely historic. Dr. Blix, you know, the woman with the scarves, she got up and said, there is great hope. We've accomplished this, and here's what we've done. And she has charts and all this stuff and facts and figures. And then Azar, who is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, he gets up and he goes into great detail how these vaccines have been developed. And he said, Donald Trump called me into his office when all of this happened way back in January. Donald Trump called me into his office and said, what can we do? They're telling me that a vaccine takes 2 years, 3 years, sometimes 4 years. Is there anything we can do? Yes, Mr. President, I think maybe we can. And he went into detail about the discussions that he had with Trump And then the companies that got involved, the people that got involved, the top vaccine experts in the entire world were brought together. And then a military general got up and said, the minute this vaccine is approved, here's what we're going to do to distribute it. We have it already planned. Here it is. He had charts. He had diagrams about how this was going to be distributed to millions and millions and millions of people within just a matter of days. And I'm watching that and going, they have had incredible success. And contrast that with Joe Biden. We're going to wear a mask and I'm going to unite everybody. I'm going to bring everybody together and we're going to beat this thing because we're going to wear masks. On the other hand, the White House takes a full hour going all the intricate detail of what they have done, what they're doing, what they're going to do. And yet tonight, on the news, mark my words, the news media is going to fawn over the press conference with Joe Biden. President-elect Joe Biden held a press conference. He had a message of unity and hope. And the lengthy, factual, meaty press conference from the White House will probably be ignored. It is frustrating, isn't it? But we know who's in charge. We really do. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Speaking of the news, it's going to be interesting to see how the mainstream media handles a press conference held by President Trump's legal team, led by Rudy Giuliani. There are some absolutely incredible accusations made. And I mean absolutely incredible. Any truth to it? I don't know, but I'll tell you what. There are some incredible accusations about things in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and I want to say this carefully and kindly, but Rudy Giuliani has not always helped the president. He hasn't. He has not always helped the president. But Rudy Giuliani today made the incredible claim that they have proof of enough votes that went illegally or fraudulently to Biden to throw the election back to Donald Trump. That is an incredible statement. Now they got to prove it. He says they've got sworn affidavits. Well, now is the time. And to be really honest, now is not the time to hold a press conference. Now is the time to prove it in courts of law. Giuliani is a lawyer. He at times has been a brilliant lawyer. He was an incredible mayor of New York under at a time of great peril. Now is the time to prove it. And so anyway, it's not over till it's over. We will see. We will see. But some of the charges, some of the accusations are fantastic. And I think that's a proper word. Fantastic. So we'll see. We will see. Joy and I were in Westerville. What day was it? What day is this? This is Thursday. Yeah, this is Thursday. It must have been Monday or Tuesday. We were driving State Street in Westerville, and all of a sudden traffic stopped. Just traffic stopped, and we saw the police flashing lights up ahead. And we thought, what in the world is going on? Has there been some type of terrible accident or something? They've shut it down. Well, they were delivering the Christmas tree for Westerville. And it's ginormous. Now, we've lived in Westerville for over 40 years, and we've seen the annual tree. I think this has got to be the biggest that Westerville has ever had, and it's gorgeous. It is a spectacular tree, and they had it on a big truck and a big crane, and they were getting ready to lift it into place and so on and so forth. And that's happening all over the country, including Rockefeller Center. And the tree in Rockefeller Center is garnering quite a bit of attention because the early photographs, and I've seen them, it does not look like much of a tree. In fact, people are calling it a Charlie Brown tree in Rockefeller Plaza. Rockefeller Plaza. So it's going to be fascinating to see it when they get it all done and decorated with the thousands and thousands of lights. But when they were put in place, look it up on the internet. It looks scraggly. It looks really terrible. Now, the reason I bring this up, CNN had some live coverage of the tree in Rockefeller Center, but in all of the coverage, they refused to call it a Christmas tree. Now, Rockefeller Center did. Here is the official Twitter from Rockefeller Center. Let the holiday season begin. The 2020 Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has officially arrived at the plaza. That is the official Twitter from the folks at Rockefeller Center. Plaza, whatever. CNN, however, continually referred to it as a holiday tree. Now, here's my question. If it's a holiday tree, what holiday would it be celebrating? Let me think for a minute. What national holiday is symbolized with a tree? Thanksgiving? No. Oh, Arbor Day. Well, that's not a national holiday. Independence Day? No. Veterans Day? No. Memorial Day? No. President's Day? No. There is one and only one holiday commemorated with a tree, and that would be Christmas. But the folks at CNN absolutely could not bring themselves to call it a Christmas tree. To CNN, it is a holiday tree. Oh, you got to love the liberal left. All right, folks, we're running out of time. These are strange times, and I said earlier that I would mention this again. Thanksgiving and Christmas are probably going to be quite different than possibly most of us have ever encountered. Take what God gives you. Be thankful, be joyous, be filled with hope. We'll take what God gives us. And folks, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.